Okay, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Jenny Dean Batson, Green Hills Community Action Agency Women's Health Director.
And real quick, before we go into the interview, can you please spell your name for the record?
J-E-N-N-Y, last name D-E-A-N-B-A-T-S-O-N.
Okay, thank you very much. Jenny, I see that you guys have your fifth annual Women's Expo coming up. How's that coming along this year?
Actually, it's coming along quite well. We have several vendors already signed up and a couple of banner sponsors, so we're really looking forward to it.
Very good. Are you still looking for more vendors, or are you pretty well stacked?
Absolutely, we're looking for as many as possible because we plan on filling a gymnasium at Trenton High School along with the Commons area.
So how many vendors do you have already?
We have about 36 at this time.
Okay. And how much is the booth rental?
Booths start at $40 for a 10 by 10 space.
Very good. Okay, now back onto the actual expo side of it. What sort of things can... What kind of things can guests expect to see at this year's expo?
Actually, we have vendors that have 31, Pink Zebra, Initials Inc., Scentsy, to Norwick, to Premier Design, to Sewing Sisters, just to name a few.
Okay, very good. Sounds like they're going to have quite a selection. One more time, can we go over location and times for everybody?
It will be located, once again, at the Trenton High School, located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Missouri, and the time will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on November 8th.
Very good. Okay, now I'm also seeing that... Oh, I'm sorry, hold on.
You're fine.
It is also saying something about learning more about your agency and the women's health program that you offer, and also possibly getting some freebies while you're there. What is that all about?
Actually, we'll have a space set up for women's health information as well, and we will have our brochures there and the services that we provide to the women in our area about reproductive care, cancer screenings, treatment of infections, the availability of contraceptives, and this actually offsets our costs for women's health clinic because we're federally funded, and this can pay for those items that those dollars don't pay for.
Very good. And what about the freebies that everybody is going to be interested in?
I'm sure other vendors will have... free pins, maybe lanyards. Not real sure at this point what all will be available.
Okay, very good. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell your listeners and possible event goers about this?
We're just really excited about it, and we'd like to have more vendors and a bigger attendance than normal. We will be having young dancers coming in and dancing, actually in three different sessions. So, bring a friend and come visit.
Very good. And I'm sorry to jump back a little bit, but I also see that there are, besides the vendors, there's going to be food and concessions set up. Is that correct?
Correct. They can get a variety of food provided by the Trenton mascots at this time for a fee. Not real sure what they'll be serving at this time, but I'm sure there'll be a variety.
Very good.